comedian.
The Upper Room.
It's the J. Ryle Show coming up next on the TGI's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do,
baby. Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Happy 4th of July weekend, and welcome into another funky fresh edition of the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one, and she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to the fellas. Let me tell you, it's a 4th of July holiday weekend. We hope you guys enjoyed the barbecue. Hope you marinated that damn meat. It's time to get back to business, and tonight we're playing the Word Association game. You know how we get down. I say a word, you tell me the first thing that comes to your mind, plus 10 things not to order at a restaurant. That's right, we are a community radio show, so we are all about trying to help you, the consumer, do the right thing. All right, coming up, time for a news update. 3-minute commentary, dealing on the other side. It's the very best in the business. It's the J. Ryle Show. It's the Saturday edition. Don't go nowhere. Stay right here. Keep it close. T.O.
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Ryle Show starts now.
You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. In Egypt, Nobel laureate Mohamed El-Baradei has been appointed prime minister by the new interim president. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports the 71-year-old is being sworn in tonight.
The appointment comes after a flurry of meetings Egypt's interim president, Adli Mansour, had with his advisors. The former UN nuclear agency chief was one of the many opposition leaders who endorsed the military's move to oust the country's first freely elected president, Mohamed Morsi. Baradei had accused Morsi of failing to lead Egypt toward a proper democratic path. In an interview with the New York Times on Thursday, Baradei defended Morsi's ouster, saying there was no choice as there is no formal recall process in Egypt. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.
The interim government in Egypt is attempting to regain control of the streets in Cairo and other major cities. At least 36 people died overnight in clashes between supporters and opponents of the ousted president. Suspected Islamist militants attacked a school in northeastern Nigeria today, killing at least 27 children and a teacher. The BBC's Will Ross reports from Lagos.
Students at the boarding school near Potiskum town were asleep when the gunmen attacked. They doused the buildings with petrol. Some of the students were trapped in the blaze. Others were shot dead as they tried to flee. At the nearby hospital, distraught parents struggled to identify their children. Many of the bodies were burnt beyond recognition. The attack is likely to have been carried out by the Islamist militant group known as Boko Haram, whose name means Western education is forbidden. It wants to establish an Islamic state in Nigeria and has targeted many schools before.
The BBC's Will Ross reporting from Lagos. Asylum offers for the former NSA contractor turned fugitive are coming in from South America. NPR's Dan Babcock reports at least three countries now say they would welcome Edward Snowden.
The governments of Venezuela, Nicaragua, and now Bolivia say Snowden could come to their countries. Snowden is thought to be holed up at the Moscow airport since arriving there nearly 2 weeks ago, and he's been filing for asylum around the world. Bolivia's offer comes days after its president's plane was refused access to parts of European airspace after Snowden was wrongly thought to be on board. If Snowden does pursue any of the offers from the South American nations, it's unclear how he would get there. The U.S. stripped him of his passport. Snowden is wanted in the U.S. after he revealed classified information about the country's domestic and foreign spying programs. Dan Bobkoff, NPR News.
A freight train derailed at high speed in a small town in Canada this morning. Officials say four tank cars carrying crude oil exploded, destroying many buildings. They say they don't know if anyone died because rescue workers can't get close enough to the site. Several people are missing. This is NPR News from Washington.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's 3-minute commentary starts now.
You often hear us say, without you, there would be no us. And we really and truly mean that. Because we really appreciate you all as listeners. And we listen to you guys. Anytime you voice concerns about things that we do here on the network, trust me, I take those very seriously. Because you're the reason why this show has gone from a show back in 2009, a show that only had 3 listeners, and I knew 2 of them, to a show in which thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people listen to on a weekly basis. That's something. That's love, y'all. And that's what we have for you all. But like I said before, when things are not right, you guys tell us and we listen. You guys told us that you were tired of the fiasco between Dr. Prince's Odia and Ernest. We fixed that. And you guys told us about what happened this past Wednesday, and we're going to fix that as well. Our goal is to try to be the very best network for you. Because, you know, no one is bigger than the network. I'm not, Mr. L.E.S., Momo B., Dr. Prince's Odia, Ernest, none of us are. Our number one goal in life is to entertain you. And that's it. And trust me, we have a passion for this because none of us gets paid for doing this. And I know every time I say that, trust me, I will receive a message from someone saying, what? You guys don't get paid? No, we all have our own separate lives. We do our own separate things. We come together because we are all united in trying to provide the very best for our listeners. We have people listening to us in Afghanistan. We have people listening to us from all corners of the world. And it always warms the heart when you receive a message from someone who's going through a very difficult situation and they tell you how much joy you brought to them during their most dying or difficult time. I mean, those stories hit home. And yeah, I receive a lot of messages from people who don't like us. There's no doubt. I receive negative emails just like we receive positives. There's no doubt about that. But most of the emails and messages that we receive, and I'm going to say 95% of them are very, very positive. Very positive. People love what we do. It's not an accident that since 2012, the month of May, our listenership has increased 400%. We had gone from, once again, 200 or 300 people listening to an episode to now, when I look at a download, I'm talking live listens, we're talking at least anywhere between 2,000 to 3,000 people. That's just live. That's listening from wherever. And we're not naive. We know that most of the people that listens to our shows in the archives, so we try to find a way to reach you all as well. All I want to say to you is that we appreciate you, and we're going to continue to try to do the very best to be the show that you guys can trust, the show that you guys love, and the show that we can be proud of. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
Would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
Even on the 4th of July.
I said, Elias, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. Man, she didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask me again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not.
Speak the truth.
My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your damn mama.
on the 4th of July weekend. To the Kenneth Cole shoes. Kenneth Cole shorts. Flip flops. I choose. That was fierce, though. I want to ride my mobile, baby, 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 baby. What's that, girl?
Yes, yes, yes. Hello, hello. Shoot, I was almost late. I thought you
were getting
on this early.
Almost late.
I was like, where's Mr.
L.E.S.?
He's out there.
You know Mr. L.E.S. Really, he has his family picnic today.
Oh, yeah, I do remember something about
that. Yeah,
so Mr.
L.E.S.
Okay, is... I'm getting my shine on early in the show. Yes, I like this.
Getting your
shoot,
shine
I'm
on.
I'm climbing up and up the ladder. Next, I'm going to be hosting. I'm
going to
be the host.
Uh-oh. Come get in there. My chair. As long as I can sit in the chair while you sit in the chair, we can do this. I like it. We can do this.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Once again, another day. No Mr. L.E.S. running interference. So how was your 4th of July, girlfriend?
Oh, it was all right. It was all, you know, every 4th of July, I always say, ugh, this is nothing like New York. It's nothing like New York. They do fireworks and everything down here, but it's different. It's just different. First of all, it doesn't last all night long. It's just like a good half an hour, 40 minutes tops. Then they be like, okay, gotta go home. You ain't gotta go home. But they get the hell out of here.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, man. So, it's not the same. But,
it sounds like you are a little homesick.
Yeah, I always get homesick when any kind of holiday comes about, because it's not the same when you're not with your family and act crazy. You know, we always act crazy on the holidays when we get together. We always act crazy when it's not a holiday. Yes, I am homesick.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. So my question to you is, so when you go home, so now are you the only one of your family that's in that area?
Yes, I'm the only one that's not in the state of New York.
And why did you do that?
Because.
He's running for the popo? Okay, I got you. Is your name Momo? Or is it Beatrice, and you just, you know, this is your alias? What are we doing here? What are we doing here?
I just don't like the cold weather, so I was running away from the cold and the snow. I like this weather. I like nice, hot weather where I don't have to wear too much clothes, and I can just be happy all year round.
Wow.
You know, I like this weather. If it wasn't for the weather, I would be right in New York.
So you ran away from the coldness to be down there by your damn self. And so...
Yeah.
I don't know. So let me weigh this. Weather or family? Weather or family? I'm thinking that I may just have to roll with the fam, girlfriend. That's just me. But you know, hey, we are different.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, you ain't lying. That's why I got my black ass down here in Texas, because I ran from the cold, too. I was like, hell nah. It's too damn cold up north. Let me tell you something. I saw a damn snowblower, and I was like, what the hell is that? They were like, that was a snowblower. I'm like... Man, that's a big, crazy-looking-ass lawnmower. That's a snowblower, Jay. I'm like, damn, I haven't seen one of those since I was 12. Like,
damn.
Look, so with new technology, they got that new stuff on them now, girl. I'm like, woo, man. I don't need no mess like that. Get that crap out my damn garage. A damn snowblower. I don't think so. All righty, then. Let's get to it.
It's my turn. It's raining, man.
It's raining men for Ernest.
Yes.
Wish we could just
raining
have rain.
Talking too damn much.
Shut your ass up.
Nope.
Soaking wet.
Are you ready?
We are ready for the one and only Big Ern in the house. What's up, Ern?
Big Ern in the house. That's great. I like that. I know it's hot in Houston. It's hot up here, and it's very unusual. It's an official heat wave in New York, but you know we're from the Mid South, you and I, so we don't like it, but we're used to it. So I can handle it. These New Yorkers can't handle it. I can handle some humidity hither and thither.
It's too hot.
So I'm good. Good. Huh?
This is too hot. This is ridiculous what's going on
right
now.
I have Houston on a weather widget here on my desktop. It says it right now, Houston is 93. Does it feel like about 115
it
there?
It feels
right
like
now?
It's about 100 and something. You know what I'm saying? My damn light bill be $500 every damn month. That's a condo damn near. That's ridiculous. I need to get me a bigger air conditioner in my house. This is crazy. This is nuts. This is crazy.
You don't have central heat, or do you have just window units?
Ernest, who the hell you think? Do you think I'm Bama? What the hell are you talking about? Of course I have central. What the hell are you talking about, Ernest? You think I live in a project
there's
or something?
Look, there's you no shame in
units?
Having a window unit. There's
hey,
no shame in having a window
bro.
Unit.
Let me tell you something, man. I'm Jay Rock.
Listen, you
I don't
high,
have
yeah,
you
high,
what the hell is
you're
wrong
high
with
and
you?
Mighty. You're one of them. You're one of them high and mighty house brothers. But you know,
well, you can call me
you
what you want to call me, but
it.
I ain't
so
got no
like
damn. Let me tell you something. You ask me, do you have central air? No, Ernest. Do I? Do look? Ask me, do I have a damn outhouse too? What kind of damn? Hey, man, shut up.
You know what? You are one of the most hateful Negroes I've ever met in my life. Absolutely
I am.
Hateful.
I am.
Oh,
that's like me asking you, hey, Ernest, man. Hey, man, do you have a horse and buggy outside? Hey, man, you have a car.
Huh?
Oh, you have a horse and buggy?
I'm going to let you finish because you just run this joke. You drag this
joke.
It ain't
no damn joke. It's like you asked me, do I have window? Okay, let me answer the question. Yes, Ernest, I do have central air. And I have a television and I have a thermostat as well.
I don't know what all that means. I mean, there's plenty of people in 2013 that have window units because that's what they can go with and that's what works for them right now. You act like I insulted you or something.
You did.
I think you did. You did it. So
I didn't listen. I asked you if you had a window unit or AC. I didn't ask you where your massa was. Okay, so let's just drop the BS right now, brother man. I just asked you about air conditioning for God's sakes.
Do you have central air, Ernest, and central heat?
Yes, I do, because I live in a townhome, Jay. I have a garage and a laundry room and central
do you really?
Air.
I have those things as well,
yes,
Ernest.
And it's fantastic. I have free parking, bitch.
I have a den. I have a damn pond in my backyard. Yes, Ernest.
No, but my living room and my bedroom face the mountains. It's a beautiful view.
Oh, wow. And my living room, my bedroom face
at?
My neighbors, which I can see her suntanning with her fine ass, which is a beautiful
view.
Oh,
my God. It's one of them blue-eyed blonde that lives next door to you, ain't there?
My high-speed binoculars. All right, what's going on, guys? Welcome in, folks. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show. Mr. Elias is not in the house today because Mr. Elias is at the annual family picnic, which happens every year about this time. So good luck to him, and hopefully he's having a great time. Last year they was fighting at that damn thing, so maybe he took his boxing gloves this year because, boy, get a bunch of black people together, barbecue and heat. That's a bad combination. That's a bad combination. And if you throw some damn brass monkey in that damn situation, it gets worse. So that's what happened last year.
Are you a big griller, Jay?
Am I a big gorilla? Hey, man, let me tell
you
something.
Do you like to grill out or cook out a lot?
Oh, I thought you said gorilla.
Do you like to do that or
are
you more indoor guy?
Okay, I thought you called me was I a big gorilla. I was gonna say I'm gonna whoop your ass, but no, Ernest. I, you know what? To be honest with you,
why would I ask that Marty knows
the older
answer
I've
to
gotten,
on that one? I'm just asking.
The older I've gotten, it's like you know when you were young, your house used to be the place. Used to be party central. You used to say, "Damn, I wish that people would leave me the hell alone." Now people have left me the hell alone, and I'm like, "Damn, where's everybody?" So no, it's so really going on. I'm not a big griller. I grill. I can throw down. But, you know, I didn't even grill on the 4th, which is unusual.
Well, see, I don't celebrate the 4th, but we did meet up with friends last night on the 5th. And I think there was about 6 or 8 of us. And where the clubhouse is here in my apartment complex, there's a great seating
clubhouse
area in the back right by the pool, and they have some outdoor grills. So we had chicken hamburgers and hot dogs and stuff out there, and we were out there till about 8 o'clock. It just got to be a little bit, you know, when you're in a full stomach and you're in the heat, it's like, let's just go inside now. So about 8 o'clock, we pulled it inside.
Oh,
but no,
man.
You know, when
you
eat a lot and you're hot and it just wears you out, it's like, let's get in some AC right now. Let's go inside and, you know, in the central heat and air, not the window units.
Of course not. Right.
Joker.
Pay attention.
Ten good minutes.
Ten good minutes.
Ten good minutes.
Ten
thinking.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by the Rib Zone. Hopefully you guys had an opportunity to try some of those ribs during the 4th of July holiday, but if not, we'll give you the address and everything coming up a little later on. You know, listen, breaking news, an airplane, there was a crash landing in San Francisco this afternoon. Looks like early reports are saying there are two people dead, there are over 70 injured, and it makes you wonder. This just happened.
It happened about a couple hours ago, something like that.
Yeah,
somewhere in there.
And it makes you know. And people, like
and
people,
I didn't hear about anybody. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I said the last I had read about it's 6:20 now Eastern. It was probably about an hour ago. I had read that – I didn't hear about any deaths. I heard that two adults and 10 children, I think, were in critical care in the hospital. But, you know, if you saw a picture of it, the whole center and forward of the fuselage, the whole top of it was just burned out, you know. It was like a hull of a peanut or something. So I would think that those maybe are, you know, burns that they have, but they're critical. I didn't hear about any death tolls before I came on air. So you've got, I think you've got newer news than what I had earlier.
Yeah, and what basically
I mean,
what they're saying is,
yeah,
it's a developing story, but what they're saying is that this is out of the local affiliates that are there on the ground in that area, saying that there were two deaths. And so, you know, man, the thing is, and this is what I've always said about flying. You know, I've been a person that's, you know, really, I don't like flying, to be perfectly honest with you. Matter of fact, I hate flying. But the thing is that because of what I do, I have to, you know, I have to fly. And so it's like, okay, you know, I just gotten used to flying again. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't like flying. I mean, I hate it. I despise it. And so now I got a little comfortable with flying. I'm like, all right, now this crap happened. And Rob Smooth going on a trip tomorrow, and he, I wonder what he's thinking right now. Ooh-wee. Oh, man. Anyway,
well, you know, listen, this didn't fall out of the sky either. It seems like, and of course we don't know the story yet, but from what people were talking about in the pictures, it looked like it kind of clipped the early part of the runway, right, because the water comes up right to the runway, and there's some stone, what they're calling cobblestone, but it's stone there, kind of like a shoreline, you know, it's probably about 5 or 6 feet, and it looks like the plane came in just a little too low on that and just skidded to where it was, but yet the top of it is totally burned out. I mean, that had to be some serious fire in a short amount of time to just burn a hole and huge gaps in the top of the fuselage. It's a compelling picture when you look at the aerial view of it.
Yeah. So if you check out your local, you know, check out your, when I say local, check out some of the national news channels, MSNBC, you know, Fox News, CNN, you know, they're showing pictures of it now. And, you know, once again, they were saying, a lot of the eyewitnesses are saying that the plane was flipping over. And I'm thinking, how the hell did that happen? Both the wings are intact, but everyone that they've talked to is saying, hey, you know, it flipped. And I'm like, damn, you know, so...
I heard the word cartwheeling used for that, which was pretty dramatic.
Exactly. Yeah. So, man, we're praying for everyone that's involved in that situation. And if we have listeners that are in that area, you know, we pray. We hope that you didn't have any family members on that thing.
What city was it in?
It's in San Francisco, California.
Oh.
It was a 10 or 12 hour flight coming from South Korea.
Yeah, coming from Seoul, actually, yeah. So, you know, planes coming from Seoul usually have service members on there. And so, you know, and I was supposed to go to Singapore a couple of weeks ago. So it's like, yeah, this is crazy. And that's the airport I would have flown into. So, you know, it makes you take a step back and just, you know, think about life in general. That, you know, you never know, you know what I'm saying, what could go down. And it's always it's always bad when it happens during a holiday weekend, because every time that holiday comes around, if you're a person who suffered a loss, you know, it's not going to be the same for you. And there's nothing that you can do that can change it, because every year, on the 4th of July, you're going to remember that you lost a loved one during the plane crash. Yes, Ernest?
I agree with that. It's terrible when it's on a... I forgot what I was going to say after that now, because I was listening to what you said, and my thought went right out of my head, so I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. All right. So anyway, now, one of the things I want to talk about, you just mentioned that you don't celebrate the 4th. Now, is there a reason why you don't celebrate the 4th of July, Ernest?
Uh-oh.
This guy, man. Okay, why do you not? So why do you not
celebrate? Because there's nothing to celebrate
for
me. There's not. I mean, what are we celebrating? What are we just celebrating the birth of
it's
the nation?
It's a birthday,
really. But it. Yeah, the birth of the nation, and I get that, and everything, and that's great, you know. But the history of the U.S. is not that great when you look at Black history in America, when you look at Native American history in America, and you know, 200 and something years ago when this country was founded, Black people and Native Americans were treated as dogs, and you know, things haven't changed much today. In some regards, there's been great progress. Don't get me wrong. But I think to celebrate, I don't see where God and country go together. To me, they're oil and water. I'm a Christian. I happen to live in America. And listen, I love this country. I love.
Oh, do you really? I was going to say, move your ass to Germany.
No, I really. No, listen, here's the deal. Now, let me tell you something. Because people are like, well, you don't want the government. I'm like, since when is the government the country? The country are its people. The country are you and Momo B and Mr. Les and Rich Sister and Miss Terry and me and my roommate and your your heifer, yeah, your heifer neighbor next door that you're eyeballing. That's what America is. We are what makes America. And Dr. Princess Odelia, we are all what makes America what it is, not the government. I am anti-government, but I am pro where I live. I'm pro.
Okay, so then why do you celebrate the? Okay, so the birthday, Ernest, is for the nation, not for the government. It's for the nation.
Yeah,
right?
But it turns into this. No, listen. Because I'm just trying to answer. It turns into this patriotic nonsense. I'm not patriotic. I'm not pledging allegiance to anybody but Jesus. I'm not. I don't pledge allegiance to. I mean, if I'm ever at a ball game and they stand up for a national anthem, I'm gonna be sitting on my fat ass through the. I'm
and
like,
you're gonna
I got
get your ass knocked out too, and
my
escort
Facebook
out the building.
Page.
Okay.
No, you
know,
can't escort me out. That is my freedom of speech to not do that. I
your freedom
no
of speech
rule
to sit on
I
your
have
ass
to celebrate
and don't...
the 4th and pledge allegiance and all that BS. I don't have to do that.
Oh, my God. Oh, this guy, man. Wow.
I don't have
okay.
to. And people, and
you're right.
It's the same mentality. Somebody says, well, if you don't like it, you can get out. No, how about if you don't like it, you can get out. I live here. Gandhi said, be
so then if you live here,
the
then what? Oh, my God. If you live here, then
if
participate.
If I live here, it doesn't mean I have to follow everybody's BS,
you are
and all that. There's people that don't celebrate Christmas. We don't tell them to leave. There are people that are atheists. We don't tell them to leave the country. Everybody,
I wish they would leave the damn country.
It's supposed to be this big melting pot, but it's supposed to be this big melting pot. But as soon as someone thinks different, oh my God, they're crazy. Blah blah blah. They're not going with the norm. Well, listen, going with the norm kept Black people in slavery for over 200 years. So somebody needs to break the mold every few generations.
Oh, God. And that's you.
I didn't sell. In fact, I went to the Dollar Tree store, bought myself a flag because I had planned on making a video of burning the flag and putting a message behind it, but I did not get
Jesus.
To do that because
I'm glad
busy,
you
so
do
I
that.
Did not get to make my video.
Well, I'm glad you didn't do that. Let me make sure. Let me put this disclaimer out there right now. Ernest as represent Ernest and his damn self. He ain't got nothing to do with what we do.
Nobody's views but my own.
That's
unlike Jay Ryle, who apparently speaks for the rest of America.
I speak for patriotic Americans. Your ass gonna burn a damn flag. What the hell you burning a flag for? What point are you trying to prove? Why don't you just be who you are? Why you have to
what
sit there and be so flamboyant with it? I'm not proving anything.
What point are you proving by putting your hand over your heart and pledging allegiance to the flag?
Oh,
I mean,
that's right. Because I live in America, Ernest. This is America, Jack.
So
living
what?
In
I
America.
Know it's America. So is Canada. So is Mexico. The whole continent.
What the
is America.
Canada is?
What is your point?
Go to Canada.
What's your Canada is part of America. Mexico is part
of
America.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's semantics, Ernest. Stop it. Oh, Canada.
If you talk about the United States, then we can talk about that.
Oh, shit.
But look on a map. It ain't semantics. Go look at a damn map while you're out there.
Oh, Ernest, Ernest. This is the United States of America, Ernest. This
there
is America,
go.
Jack.
I totally agree with you.
Living in America. I feel good. Man, get on my damn nerves.
Nation,
all right, look.
Nation.
Shut up. 10 good minutes is sponsored by
right. You got me riled up. I don't even know where this button is. Hold on. Let me get
God.
10 good minutes on the Saturday edition has been sponsored by the Rib Zone, home of the $14.95 all-you-can-eat barbecue rib buffet. Do we have to say any more? They're at 5020 Highway 78 inside the Best Western across from Arby's with that fake barbecue shit. Tell them that the crew of the Saturday edition on the TJRS Radio Network sent you. baby, pull up a plate, sit down, and have you some barbecue, the best in Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Well, here we go, weekend time and national forecast. Forces as we head through the holiday weekend with more rain to deal with. You know, some of the same areas that have been dealing with over the last several days and then spreading northward. Most of the East Coast will be dry, but then we look towards the northern plains where we've got the risk of some severe storms. Hot conditions here for us in the heartland of the country and in the east. 95 quarter, a lot of 90s and humidity. We've got some heat advisories to deal with. Take it slow and easy in those locations. The map doesn't change a whole lot here from the south up into the Great Lakes with more of the rain in those areas, but a chance for some severe storms, parts of northern Wisconsin into the UP of Michigan, and then back here into the western high plains. Rapid City could see some strong storms for the day, while Phoenix deals with those numbers back up into the one teens. Monday, time to head back to work. Yeah, I know, all good things must come to an end. And right around the lakes into the northeast, there'll be a chance for some storms. That'll help to cool things down a little bit, so as opposed to being well up into the 90s, Boston, New York, and D.C., it's 80s for your Monday.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school Get Hype song, dog.
Put two, put.
Welcome to Holly Scoop. I'm Stephanie Bauer. Sad revelations in the ongoing Paris Jackson drama. It seems she had an obsession with cutting, or at least it certainly appears that way from the looks of her Tumblr page. While Paris's family is reportedly scoffing at law enforcement claims that her suicide attempt earlier this month was a cry for help, her deep depression is putting her life in jeopardy. Paris will be in treatment for months, according to TMZ. A source tells the site when the bandages on her arm were removed, the damage was horrifying. Quote, Paris absolutely tried to kill herself, and it wasn't the first time. And this is just some of the evidence into her troubles with cutting. TMZ reports of the Tumblr page that is chocked full of cutting pictures too graphic to show. It's filled with pics of death, suicide, and cutting. Several pictures show teenagers putting guns in their mouths. The good news is Paris is doing better at UCLA Medical Center, but still in denial and is fighting therapy. Although she reportedly has no desire now to cut herself again, professionals are warning the family that they need to figure out the triggers that spark her depression. For the latest, stick with HollyScoop.com.
Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
You can't have my cornbread, that's for damn sure. Because if you try to take my cornbread, part two of my killing spree going to begin up in here on your ass right now. If you think about my cornbread, they get the taste out your mouth, that's for damn sure. Because I'm from New York City, nobody take no cornbread from me. And that goes for you and any other you motherfucking farmers want to try some shit. You fuck around with me, there's going to be consequences and repercussions.
What did you say, nigga?
Don't speak English.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Are you saying to move a legal substance on the
channel? You got my 40, homie.
I thought you had $200.
I do. But I won't spend Red's money.
Hey, man, why y'all didn't help me?
And I'm high.
Until further notice, this station will not be broadcasting news and information for your area.
38 minutes after the hour. It's the 4th of July weekend. It's a Saturday. Welcome in. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show with some of the very best in the business. That's who I share the stage with. Let me introduce them to you. Momo Beezy and Maheezy. Hey, girl.
Yes. The freak's so bad, we got our own dance. Yes.
Oh,
I love that song.
Yeah, the freaks come out.
Yes, 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 we sure
oh,
do.
Oh, damn. Yeah, the freaks come out at night. Yeah.
Yo,
they come out at night. What's up, baby?
Playing that song and the bass alone. Sick. I love that song. Oh, my. I can't even express to you how I'm feeling right now.
Ooh.
I'm all tingly inside. I'm all tingly.
Are you tingly?
Yes!
Oh,
I feel that song so much.
Oh, damn.
Like
tell us how you really feel.
You know, yeah, I got a fix to that song right there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn. Mr. Elias is away, and the Momo B Cat will play. Wow! Hey, girl! Hey, what's happening, Big Easy? How was it, B?
I was just waiting. I totally lost my train of thought because you two were carrying on. Happy 5th of July.
Oh,
how's it
whining.
Doing tonight?
No, Christ. You know Jackson.
Momo B was going on, and I'm like, she talking about sex is going to go on for two more minutes. So I was just taking it. I'm like, let me just take it easy for a second here. And I was reading the chat room. So, and by the way, St. Clinton in the chat room, we've already talked about the plane crash. So I don't know who you're talking about. So he said, need to get a new news provider as they made no mention of plane crash in San Francisco. I don't know if he's talking about us or his own news provider, but my goodness, it's all over the TV.
Yeah, and we have talked about it in 10 good minutes. And, you know, St. Clinton sent me a note. And I'm not going to share the details of the note, but he, you know, he gave me the reason why he really does not promote his show. So I, you know, so I will not ask St. Clinton again about his show that is like pulling teeth to get information about. Hey, you have a show, St. Clinton? Yeah. Yeah.
Period.
Hey,
listen,
St.
everybody's
Clinton?
Got their something, man.
Yeah.
You know, he's got his reason, so, you know, everybody's got their something.
Yeah, they did. They did. They did. Anyway, so anyway, yeah, glad you guys are in the house. Now, you heard the news story during the break. Man, you know, Paris Jackson, wow. You know, what is up with, man, what is up with the Jackson?
It's kind of a surprise, though.
I'm somewhat surprised. She is a beautiful young lady.
Wait. Momo B just said, who is she?
Yes.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
It's Michael Jackson's daughter. Really? Are you kidding me right now? It's Michael Jackson's daughter.
I don't know. Just chill. They just got names 2 years ago, so I don't know why you're surprised. I don't know.
No, they've had names their whole life. You may have just found out about it 2 years ago.
Oh, damn. And that's funny. That's funny. Oh, man. So, yeah. So, Paris Jackson, beautiful young lady. I just don't get what she's going through. And, man, you know, wow, what is up with the Jackson name? Everything associated with that name is drama.
I blame Joe for everything. It's just easy.
You don't get
way.
What she's doing, huh?
Joe, stop beating the kids, Joe. Stop beating the kids. Oh, my goodness. All right, glad you guys are in. 347-850-1272. Once again, great show on tap for you. The QOD is coming up, the question of the day, plus 10 things not to order at a restaurant. We're a community radio show. And so that's what
Wait,
we
10
do.
Things not to order?
10 things not to order at a restaurant.
Oh, I thought it was not to do at a restaurant.
Not to order, not to do, not to eat. You know, the whole nine yards.
Okay,
so
well,
it's
you were specific there,
that.
So I was making sure.
That's okay. It's still in that neighborhood, but you know. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's still in the neighborhood. I mean, also, the point will be 10 things not to do, eat, whatever, at the restaurants. But let's get out to the phone lines. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Let's get out to the lines. This caller is from California. I think this is Cynthia. Cynthia, is this you? I guess not. All right, caller from California. Hello. Welcome into the J. Ryle Show.
Oh, that's Aqua Boogie.
Maybe it's, you know what I've been hearing, I'll put it back out. What I've been hearing is that sometimes Blog Talk Radio, and that's where we are housed, sometimes it raises people's hands and they don't want their hands rolled. So who knows? Maybe that's a situation what happened. Maybe it's a situation where it automatically, did whatever it's going to do. All right. So tonight, also, we're playing the Word Association game. That's going to be fun. If you want to participate in that.
On the phone. Rich Sister just said in the chat room, it's me. I said it was Aqua Boogie. It has to be her on the line. She said it was me.
Okay, well, so what is wrong with Rich Sister's crap? When she called it on the landline that time, and it still came in crazy. Wow. I mean, you know, what the hell is up with that? That's crazy. That's crazy.
Princess
stuff.
Odelia must have sent her old cell phone. That's the problem.
Oh, boy. You know what? Speaking of Princess Odelia, I'm glad you brought that up because that's what I was going to talk about originally.
Oh,
good minute. I wanted to make an announcement that until further notice, the True Purpose Development Show will not be aired on the CGRS Radio Network. It's a temporary thing.
And just for the record, it ain't going to be on Earnest Radio Network either. So y'all sit down. Don't think it's moving somewhere.
It's a temporary suspension. Hopefully we'll get it back on the air in the coming future. But it's also been removed from the J. King Network as well. So, Dr. Princess Odelia, girl, I don't know what you got going on, but you are losing affiliates left and right. You better get it together, girl.
She's homeless again?
Shut up, Earnest. You know what? Stop it. You're not
glad
like that.
That's a good joke. It was right
there.
Well,
that wasn't
Jay,
a good joke.
Jay, why are you bothering my sister? Why are you suspending her? Why?
Why I do what?
Oh, please. You talk trash about her to Mama B. Sticking up for somebody.
The reason why is because I wanted people. I got an email asking me what was up with the True Purpose Development Show. I just wanted to make the announcement because it hasn't been on the air here.
Wait.
In the
you
last
got an
four
email
weeks.
About that show?
Yeah. I get a lot of emails about a lot of stuff that goes on about this show, trust me. It's about anything that goes on around here. I can't read half the crap that I get.
Oh, shit.
It's really funny, to be honest with you.
I think you should create a folder for each one of us. So every time there's an email about one of us, you put it in that folder. And
you know
just
what?
Take
I should
screenshot.
Do that.
Y'all at the end of every month, take a screenshot and see whose folder has the most emails.
You're right. You need to send me your email addresses, and I think I should just start forwarding them. When they pertain to y'all, I just need to send them straight to you.
Hey,
and you can cut them out and do whatever you want to do.
@gmail.com. ErnestRadioNetwork@gmail.com. You can let me know if you got a problem. You send it on over. I'll read it.
That's right. Somebody getting off. As a matter of fact, don't send it to J. Ryle. Send it to Momo B. Directly.
It'll give you an email address. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I ain't doing that.
Oh, that's what I lost.
Listen, she don't need an email address. I'll give you that heifer's phone number by the end of the show. Just give me a minute. Let me know.
Oh, yeah, because you know he write it down. Okay, you know he do that.
But listen, if you call her, if you call her and she calls that Roku box, you're in for 3 hours of yap.
Oh, God.
For your information, my email is momobx123@gmail.com. Hit me up, baby. Hit me up.
Is it only one X or three X's?
No, one X.
Oh.
It's only one X on the front of her chastity belt.
Oh, God. All right, let's get back out of here.
I got some stuff for the QOD.
And try this again. All right, 347-850-1272 is the calling number. Let's get back out of here. This looks like this is a California. This is a New York number, actually. Let's see what's going on here. Welcome into the show. Who's this?
Oh, it's Callie Wood, y'all. Come on, why you
talking
about
that?
Oh, damn.
Callie Wood swinging. All right, listen, August 5th. The Cali Wood Awards 2013 will be held in California. And Cali Wood, tell us a little bit about the awards, girl. Tell us about your little girl. Tell us about it all.
Well, what's Cali Wood Award? First of all, let me start off by saying hello to Mr. Ernest. How you doing, Ernest? How you be?
Hi, Miss Cali Wood. Always good to hear your voice.
Okay, Miss Momo Beezy, yeah, hi, Beezy.
Because black women love gay men. Get over it.
Hey, Caliwood, but around these parts, Momo B comes first, okay?
Oh, well, you know what? Well, I was
okay. Oh, why your parts come first, Momo B, because you're always got your fingers stuck up in them, but that's another show.
Momo B. Hey, Caliwood, how you doing, baby?
What's going on? What's up to my girl with Sister Sippy Cut? And last but not least, Mr. J. Ryle.
What's happening, girl?
Hello, man. I'm just sitting here looking at your picture, just going, oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
I was looking at yours earlier today, girl. I was looking at yours earlier today. I said, Caliwood got a hair did.
Oh, my God.
Okay, stop hating. Caliwood, I saw with a little red lipstick. I said, look at that, Caliwood. So, Caliwood, tell us about the upcoming Caliwood Awards.
Okay, well, for the guys, Caliwood Awards are actually an award show that I created based on the show. So the fans get to vote on their favorite Caliwoodite that's on the show. So it's not up to me, it's up to the fans. So the fans vote on their favorite recording artist, their favorite doctor, their favorite actress, their favorite indie recording artist. And the votes are coming in, and they have until July 15th. This is my fourth year. We've gone from a 300-seat venue to a 1,000-seat venue. I've got a show and a half for you on the 10th of August. And you can go to CassandraCalloway.com to check it out. But I also wanted to call in today to say celebrate my 4 years, because on the 4th was my 4-year anniversary. So I was like, I got to come party with Jay.
Oh, damn, 4 years of Caliwood Nation. Ooh, give it up for the Caliwood Nation. That's what I'm talking about, girl.
You know, I was going to, I thought of a funny joke when she said she went from, what, 100 seat to 1,000 seat. I'm like, she moved the Caliwood from the KFC over to the seasonal section at Target. That's how she's getting all the people in there. That's what, next year, we're going to try for the Super Walmart. That's what we're shooting for in 2014.
Oh, really, Ernest? You gonna take it?
This is our little boundary box.
Okay.
We're gonna close this box, and we're gonna throw this bitch in the ocean.
It's a comedy show. Get over it.
I got it.
Oh my God! It's a comedy. It's just a joke.
No, but here's the deal. I went into my first Walmart the other day, and let me tell you, I got two outfits for the Caliwood Awards. Don't get it twisted.
You said you went to Walmart for the first time.
Yes.
I told you.
Oh, damn. Girl, let me tell you something,
baby.
She
wasn't buying clothes. She was scoping out next year's awards. Like, how many people can I get here in the lawn?
Hell no. That's where you get your drawers. You get your drawers cheap at Walmart, girl. Go get your drawers from Walmart.
Exactly. I plan on throwing panties from the stage, and I figured that's how I can get my money.
Oh, my God.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn. Oh, damn. That's Cali Woods, y'all. Let's get back out to the phone lines. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. Absolutely. 347-850-1272. Let's see, can we get her in? Rich Sister Hagen.
Okay, can you hear me?
We can hear you, girl.
Yeah, sorry.
Jesus, we can hear you.
Yeah, sorry. I thought I was, Skype didn't even pick up my call. I thought I was in. I'm listening through the dang show page. Skype never picked up my call, so I hang up and do it again. So how y'all doing?
I blame it on technology. That was flat out user error.
Jesus just saved your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Back at you, baby. All right, good. So everybody's in the house. All right, listen. Let's. all right, 347-850-1272. It is. Wow, this is. Oh, man, it's 9 before the hour. The second set is almost gone. And still, no, that's okay, though, because we have a great show on tap for you. We have plenty of time. Let's get into this thing, the QOD, the question of the day. Oh. And the question of the day is not really a question of the day.
It's not a question.
It's 10 things not to order at a restaurant. So what could one of those 10 things be? Could it be the situation you don't order it because it's bad for you or it's too expensive? So that's it. 347-850-1272. Call us and give us one of 10. 10 things that you are not to do or order, I should say, at a restaurant. And so, Ernest, since you had the damn particulars all wrong, let's go to you first, Big Daddy. Give me something that you should not order at a restaurant.
Well, this is just a personal thing, but I think it's a good rule of thumb, and I learned it in the military when you're overseas, and you've probably heard this if you've been to a foreign port, but even in the U.S., if I get water, I ask for bottled water. I don't get tap water, and I don't get ice in my drink, because I just don't know how clean that is. And I'm not a germaphobe or anything like that, but there's just something. It's like, I don't know if they done stuck their finger in here or they got their hand on top of the glass. Just bring me
the
bottle
water. That could be in any
restaurant,
Ernest.
You're right.
You saw the dude at Taco Bell taking a bath in the lettuce bin.
No, with
come on.
Butter. Okay, you going to let me finish? You just going to jump in?
No, I'm going to keep talking with you like you do everybody
water,
else.
You at least know the sealed bottle water is at least. Okay, well.
Nightmare, Tito
Princess
Jackson.
Princess Itis.
I can't get a word in because you people won't shut the F.
Oh, go ahead and say it. Stop whining like a damn wussy.
Yeah, thank you.
So go
okay,
ahead,
don't
Ernest.
Order water. That's what I do. Just get bottled water. That's my answer.
You know what? That's on the list. Well, it says tap water.
Well,
it's one of the most
good.
Dangerous items. This is one of the most dangerous items in a restaurant is water. Because it usually sits anywhere
between
40
to... You know, there was a recent study...
I'm sorry, Ernest.
Oh,
go ahead. I was trying to read. No,
that.
No, you go
I
ahead,
I
want to
hear what you were saying.
No, no, hell no. This is why
saying.
I do it to you. You go ahead, Ernest. I want to hear your recent study, and then I'll clarify that with my reading. How about that?
It's the card.
Thank you very much. Shut up. So anyway, it says anything that sits between 40 to 140 degrees more than a short time has a high potential to harbor bacteria. So it's saying if you are in a situation where you want water, or if you touch it and it gets warmer than ice, ask for a new glass. So Ernest is right. So Ernest, now what did the study say? Because we need to teach our community what the hell's going on.
Well, you're on the right track. The study I'd read that they had done random surveys at different fast food restaurants and tested the water quality. The water was dirtier than a freshly flushed toilet.
Ew! What?
Now, that doesn't mean the water has fecal matter in it or whatever, but the level of germs and whatever was higher in water coming out of a fast food restaurant, and they went to McDonald's and Burger King and Taco Bell's, places like that, was higher than a toilet bowl that had been flushed two or three times and just had, you know, it was a fresh bowl. The water coming out of the restaurant was dirtier than that toilet water. I'm like, that's why. And, you know, when the first time I went overseas, and you were in the military, I don't know where you went, but we went to St. Thomas, and one thing they told us was, listen, if you order a drink, don't get ice in it. Order a soda, order something bottled. Don't get ice in your drink because, you know, it could be
Ernest,
dirty,
you
know, in a
foreign
port.
Wait a minute. Wait, Ernest, I'm sorry. You said you went overseas, and you clarified that at St. Thomas? You went on vacation. Overseas is yours.
No, listen here, sweetheart. First of all, sit down because I'm going to edumacate you. I went to St. Thomas, I went to Rio de Janeiro, and I went to Acapulco. I was outside the United States. I was in the military. That's going overseas. I mean, I was over. I was past the border, so, you know, I was in foreign territory. No, I didn't go to Europe or anything. That doesn't mean you're not outside the U.S. For God's sake, there's more to the world than the U.S., you understand, right?
Oh, for God, don't do that. Don't
I mean, there's
that,
you people
that
stop going to school.
Don't do it, Caliwood.
I mean, what am I
doing?
No, hey, no, Caliwood, your turn.
Yeah, Caliwood, don't do that, baby,
no,
because,
just,
you know,
I'm
you
trying
keep
to
talking.
Figure out the attention level of everybody here, because everybody's so goddamn
smart. Oh, I'm sorry,
Ernie,
you weren't talking as good as usual. You're talking over everybody like you always do. Yeah, thank you, Ernest. Callie, we'll be careful though, because he may burn his damn U.S. passport because you know he don't celebrate the 4th, so don't bring that up, please. Jesus Christ,
you're right. I know.
So Ernest is right. That's one on the list. Tap water. You know what? But see, I did not hear or heard about something saying that the water is dirtier than a freshly. Think about that for a second. A freshly flushed toilet. That is disgusting. And you're not going to get bottled water because they're going to charge you for it. So there it is. I am not
drinking
that damn
free
water.
Would you rather pay
$1.50
clean water than take your chances?
Hell no.
No,
I would rather for them to give me water. I mean, that's what they do at a restaurant. You get water for free.
Hey, you know why you get it for free?
Because it's filthy.
It's dirty. Yeah, it's... Water is water. I was raised in the South Bronx, and our water was never even, it wasn't even clear. So when I grew up, I always knew that tap water was dirty. I don't care where it comes from. It's just dirty. It's not the purest thing on earth. That's why it's free. The tap water will give you water from tap. It's free. It's not clean. So why would you want to drink anything that's free?
No, that's not why it's free. It's free because it's in abundance everywhere. I mean, it's like charging somebody to breathe in your space, you know, or breathe in a restaurant. It's in abundance. Why would you charge for it? That's why it's free. Well, plus it probably tastes like toilet water, too, so who knows?
My thing is, if it's free, I'll pass. I'm not inhaling or drinking.
You would drink dirty water. You would take your chance on drinking water that's dirtier than toilet simply because it's free.
No, I said, hello. I said, if it's free, no, thank you, I'll pass. I don't do freebies. I don't do it. When you bring me my glass of water at the restaurant, you know what I do? I stick my utensils in it. And they're like, oh, shit, what's going on?
Oh, yeah.
That's what
get
I
them
do.
Dirty too,
I
why don't you?
In it. I just stick them in it.
I stick them in it.
It's just automatic, you know. I'll take my chances with the bacteria on my finger still fork than I will in open the whole 8 ounces into my system. There we
that's
are.
Funny. Bam. All right, so give me, okay, so now Momo B, give me one off the list. Okay, you know what, what is up with you? I don't want to go next. What do you want to go last? Is that what it is?
Yes, that's what you always
okay, fine.
Anyway.
Okay, fine.
She always
all right, so,
nonsense.
She does. All right, so Rich, just give me one.
I always do what,
she's a great fight. Uh-oh, okay, look, she's taking the rollers out of here. She's taking the rollers out of here, taking her earrings off.
I don't do
rolling.
Thank you.
And if
what?
You want to know what I
do?
Said, go back to the archive. I'm not going to argue with you all day. Let's move on.
Don't tell me where to go.
Uh-oh, look, she mad.
I didn't
look,
tell you to go anywhere
fight.
Yet, but I could.
Come on,
come on,
Ernest.
What's the guy's at? Come on, you ain't bad. Push him in the
don't
back
worry,
of his head. I'm not going to fight
you. Ain't bad. You ain't nothing. You ain't
I'm
bad.
I'm not going to fight you. Yes, you are. I'm going to make you fight me.
Listen, 3 o'clock.
Rich, sister, give me one, girl. Give me one off the list. 10 things not to do or order from a restaurant. Give me one.
Well, I know some people take issue with, you know, making sure their meat is cooked well done, so... That would be my guess, not ordering, like, rare meat.
Who goes to a restaurant and orders rare meat?
White people.
I mean, what kind of answer is that?
They do.
The answer.
But won't a lot of restaurants not even do a rare steak for you or a rare burger? They make you get it at least medium, don't they? For health reasons?
No, you can get it medium rare, I guess. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, not very much pink in America.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you something, Rich sister.
What?
I was going to tell Rich Sister, because you said who goes to a restaurant and orders rare meat. I had this friend Bob who was really an oddball, but
Bob,
when we'd go out to eat, he would order a steak, and he would tell the waiter, and he never wanted a woman to wait on him. He'd always say, can we have a male waiter? Or, and it
Being
was really
you,
embarrassing, but then when he would order... Yeah, I'm funny. I'm Jay. Not. He would tell the people when he ordered a steak, can you tell the cook to cook it on each side for 60 seconds and then bring it to me? That's he wanted his steak so bloody and so rare. It was like it was still mooing on the platter. 30 seconds on either side on the grill and then bring it in. That is disgusting to me. I'm with Rich Sister on that one. You got to put a little fire on it before you bring it to my table.
And he was white, wasn't he?
He was white and fat and a Republican. What do you want?
Well, you talking about yourself or are you talking about your friend? Because that sounds like your ass.
I'm not a Republican at all, and I'm only half white. I got my ghetto card. Shut up.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you're right. You do. You white chocolate. White chocolate.
Remember,
right,
I am 1/647th Indian. I'm not totally white, okay?
Oh, my God. All right, look, folks. We're going to stop and take a break, and we'll finish this up on the other side. It's the Jay Ryle Show. It's Saturday, 347-850-1272. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back after this.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of the Jay Ryle Show and the serious side of the Jay Ryle Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me? Where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight we're going to Chicago. Police are asking for the public's help in finding a teenage girl who went missing Monday on the South Side. Paris Robinson, 14, went missing Monday from the 3800 block of South, and let me spell this for you, Vincennes Avenue, according to a missing person alert from Ariel Central Detectives. Paris is described as 5'4", 150-pound black girl with a medium complexion, black hair, brown eyes, police said. She was last seen wearing a rainbow zebra top, dark denim capri pants, and purple glasses. Anyone with information about Paris's whereabouts should call Ariel Central Detectives at 312-747-8380. That number, once again, is 312-747-8380. We pray for the family of this young lady, and we hope that she returns home safe and sound. If you know of a person that you'd like to see featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is get in contact with us. You can reach us via email at thejryleshowandlive.com. That's the JRILshowandlive.com. Or you can hit us up on Facebook. Just go to our Facebook page, the TJRS Radio Network. Leave the information there, or you can contact me direct on Facebook, and that's at JAYRIL. Or you can call into the live show, 347-850-1272. And leave the information there as well. We pray for all people missing, regardless of color. And until next time, I'm Jay Ryle, and you've been listening to Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care. God bless. Yes.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area, or log on to www.missingkids.com.
To obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
What is the next face you see?
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America Missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Now, back to our show.
July weekend. Glad you guys are in. 347-850-1272 is our call number. 347-850-1272. Jay Ryle showing a beautiful Saturday. Hanging out with the very best in the business. Of course, as always, I'm hanging out with my baby, Momo BZ in the easy, big and easy. Hey, girl.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Hold on. I did all that, and that's all I get is a yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, fine. Next time, I'll just say, hey, Momo B. Hello, Momo B. How you doing?
I'm sorry, but it's noise in my background, so I'm trying to be polite.
Okay, thank you very much. Once again, being arrested on the air is not a good thing for you. Big E is in the house. What's up, Big E?
Yeah, yeah, hey.
Of course, you're going to act like you act like a ding-dong like you go. Oh, God, anyway. So, Rich Sister's in the house. Hey,
girl.
How
are you? What you eat?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing fine. God bless you. And, of course, Caliwood. Caliwood swinging. Caliwood's in the house. Hey, girl.
What up, 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 what up?
Fourth annual. Fourth annual coming up August 10th. Fourth annual Caliwood Awards. You can go to Caliwood's at CassandraCalloway.com. Make your votes.
Wait,
where are you going to make your votes? Where are you going to do that? Talk to me, baby.
It's CassandraCalloway.com. CassandraCalloway. Voting ends on July 15th. CassandraCalloway.com.
Excuse us.
Yes, you're excused,
sorry.
Ernest. Let's not get
okay.
CassandraCalloway.com.
Excuse me, girl.
Hey, baby. Look, I got a Jolly Rancher apple lollipop right now. I'm having a ball of them to you guys. I put
one oh, it's one of my favorite candies in the world. Jolly Rancher apple. Oh.
What the hell are you talking about, Ernest? Really?
No, what she said. That's
exactly.
One of my favorite candies. If I ever, I rarely eat candy, but if I do, that's one of the things that's on my top.
Yes,
really,
I totally agree.
Green
I
apple
totally
Jolly
agree.
Rancher.
Yes.
And this
yes.
is my medication, so it's even better. But I just want you guys to know that on the 22nd of July, I have Cali Jack, you guys, and I'm going to be playing that show when we was all on the air and we was talking. Y'all put me on point, baby. You have an SAT test on air about what song was this. So I clipped that last hour out where y'all all hung up, and it was just me and Rich Sister and Ernest. So on the 22nd of July, you can go to CassandraCalloway.com or Cassandra Calloway on my song with Cali. Because she was on the show, too.
When was this?
May 25th.
Is that when you were asking me about gay sex?
Yeah, that's May
26th.
That's the only
Thank
time
you.
The three of us. And here's the thing. Cassandra and I were talking, and we didn't know Rich Sister was still hanging on the line. So
yeah, you never know
friend,
when I'm around. You
like,
never know I'm around.
And then
around.
Rich Sister pops up, and I'm like, oh, my Lord, that girl's been grabbing the pearls this whole time.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you
Thank
never
you
know.
Oh, my God,
that.
It's hysterical.
Well, thank you, Cali Woodford.
I'll be J-Bob show on the Cali Nation. So the 22nd, be there, 8 o'clock. I'm going to be there, live chat room.
Oh, boy, I would be there.
Show?
But I'm glad you clarified what you guys were talking about, because I will not be there for that. That's for damn sure. All right, so look,
we
the
were
QLD.
Still on ERN, too, I think, and then
our
yeah.
Archive,
so yeah.
I don't know. Yep. All right, okay. The QLD, the question of the day, is not really a question of the day. What it is, folks, is basically we're asking you guys to give us, you know, 10 things not to do at a restaurant. But you know what? We'll get to that later, because it's time. It is time to play the word association game. Woo! One of my favorites.
Oh,
one of my
Lord.
Favorites. One of my favorites. So now, okay. Now, today, basically, how we play the game, if you're listening to the show for the first time, I'll either say a word or say a phrase, and you tell me the first thing that comes to your mind. Now, I'll only ask you 5 things. First thing that comes to your mind, I want to hear the answers to it. So, now, who wants to volunteer to go first?
I'll go first.
By the way, I have a list as well. So, if you run out, I have at least one list.
Where is your
phone?
I'm getting Best Buy.
Well, I'm going to hear you has come up with good stuff. You should...
You said I went to Best Buy.
Mama B's having her own conversation. Again.
Yeah, no, what the hell are you doing?
What are you talking about?
I told you, boy, she get arrested every show, guys. You tune in every show at about this time, she is getting pulled over by the police. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Yeah, whatever. Dr. Princess O'Dea Jr.
I'm in Walmart shopping. I'm in Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart. Are you buying drawers?
Yeah, you. What size you wear?
Now, hold on, homegirl. I don't need you to buy mine. I buy my own
drawers.
You
don't need a lot of
Walmart.
Space.
Oh, I was trying to hook you up. What are you doing?
Oh, well, you know, hey, go on, get them Fruit of the Looms, the ones that, you know, not the little, you know. I want. Nah, hell no, I don't roll like that, baby. Give me the ones like the little tight shorts, the ones you know I'm talking about, girl. Hook me up. Give me that three row. I want some plaid ones in there, too. Give me plaid, black, and gray.
What size? Small?
Give you a lot
of
your mind, baby.
Of stuff in there to hold up.
Let me tell you, so you need to find the biggest one they got, baby. So you want a frontal patch. So you want a frontal patch at about damn double, triple X.
That's because you pull them up over that fat belly of yours. That's why. Oh,
you
really, they're only underwear. They're not spank, Jay.
Get
them
another tan
spank.
Jacket.
Oh, right, there you go.
There we go.
Anybody ask you nothing?
There
you go.
Leather at Walmart.
Hey, let me ask you something. Hey, look, and tell them they sell Tina Turner damn bras. Ask them if they sell Tina Turner bras. Get her one.
That's true.
Because, you know what? She doesn't need Ike to give her a black eye. She keeps dancing around like this. She's going to give herself a black eye.
Yeah, she keep it up, boy. Jesus going to give her a damn black eye. Dancing
and
going to pray.
She needs a new bra. Anyway, moving on.
Gonna pray, gonna dance and pray in the same week. Gonna be a heathen on Monday, and they're gonna pray on Friday. What kind of mess is that?
Yep.
Heavenly Father. And they're gonna put it on videotape, too. I forgot about that. Gonna put it on videotape, just trying to
Stop.
Bring herself back around. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Stop.
All right, so who's going first? So Cali Wood says she wants to go first. Cali Wood, you say you want to go first, girl.
Yes. I want to go first.
All right, so Callie Wood is going to go first. She wants to play the word association game. Well, guess what? It starts right about now. All right, Callie Wood, here's your first word. Booty.
Licious.
I like that. I like that.
Chinese food.
Rat.
She said rat.
She said rat. Double D's.
Not me.
Heineken's.
Say that again.
Heineken beer.
Piss water.
Oh wow.
Piss water.
She don't like Heineken's.
Bloody Mary.
Tampon.
Oh, young dog, Scotty Wood.
Gross.
That was disgusting.
You're unholy. You're
I know
unholy.
That's right. Go take a shower. Talk about some tampons. Oh, you
I need to
man,
take
you know what?
After that one, Jesus.
Yeah, what was that?
Child. Look, I've gone through the change already, so
I
don't
know what y'all talking about. That is a part of life. That is nature. It's a part of life. What's the big deal?
It ain't a part of my life. I have a penis.
Not your
I don't
life,
have a vagina.
But,
I have something to believe.
Hollywood is
only
answering the question.
It's not a part of
Hollywood.
My life.
Okay. Well, goddamn.
It's not a part of her life.
Watch your mouth.
Yep, so like I said, I went through the change a while ago, and thank you very much. I'm just glad. I'm over with it.
So let me ask you something about that, because I've always wanted to ask a female this. So now that that's over, has your sex drive gone down?
Yeah.
Alrighty then.
Hey, I don't know who you're asking, but if you want me to answer the question, I'm
not.
We don't want to answer that question.
I have declined. I have declined. So you proceed if you need.
Whoa! Are you saying
what
that you are in? Are you at that phase too? Mama, but there's no way.
No. This is what I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Let me break it down for you, niggers.
You need pussy control.
I'm telling you that as you get older, people think, oh, it's the age. It's not the age. It's just that younger people accept the BS and they just dish it out. As we grow older, we control it. So you can't BS me into giving it out. So, yes, it's going to seem like I'm rationing it out as I get older because I done weeded the bullshit out. So, yes.
Hey, watch your mouth.
If you knew me from back then to now, you'd be like, oh, dang, Momo, but you changed. Because you got to earn this. You can't just come on up in here and just strut and think you're getting it. No, I'm done with that phase of my life. Now
did
you got
to say my name?
Show and prove.
Did she say my name? Talk about her vagina. Did she say my name?
Now you
gotta show improve. I'm so confused.
On a whole different level. And so that's what I'm saying. Yes. Decline, because now I'm in control. Before, I was in control. It was something else controlling me and what I was doing. But now I'm in control. You know what? I do
you
what I want to
control.
Do. I'm in control. Yes.
Thank you very much. That's a Grammy winner, too, by the way. Oh, my God. All right. 347.
I love it. I love it. Thank you, J-Rob.
1272. J-Rob Show. No problem, baby. All right, look. Word Association. Callie Wood just gave us one of the most disgusting answers in the history of Word Association. Thank you, Callie Wood, for setting a record. Jesus Christ.
You're very welcome. I'm about trends.
Thank you.
Take your vows, Callie Wood.
Once you cringe your ass back to the altar and pray over that a little bit, because that was
All right, so Rich Sister, are you ready to play the word association game? Let me see, can I find some clean ones for you? Because most of them are dirty. I want to try to, I don't want you to. Let me see, can I find some clean ones for you? Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Music, please.
holy water?
Israel. Israel.
Israel. Okay. The Dalai Lama.
Pass.
Oh my lord.
No, she said pass. The history of the Jay Wild show has anybody said pass.
Yeah, like this is the Family Feud or something. All right, atheist. Atheist. Did you say pass again?
No.
Atheist.
Thinking.
TikTok. You don't stop. Mm. Alrighty, we're gonna continue to move on.
Is there really nothing coming to your head when he says
Ernest, shut up.
Is it just
Ernest? Shut up.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Midnight Train to Georgia.
All right, Eddie Kane Jr.
Mm-hmm. Five heartbeats.
Oh, thank you, Rich Sister. What was that? Pew! What was that? Oh, Rich Sister.
A shield line of question. It has a. It just needs to hit me. So I picked up.
Weird show.
This is
a weird ass show.
Woo! Alrighty then. 347.
Somebody pick me. Because, hello.
Yes. Yes, Mo.
Okay,
yes.
Pick me. I want to go next because.
You want to go when you. Okay. Alright,
no,
fine. Okay,
no,
go.
Because, okay. Girl, I'm in a tough place, so now I'm low in the cut. I just please get ready to come. And why are you in that corner?
Okay. Thank you. All right, here we go.
Jeez.
All right, come on, B. Are you ready to play word association?
Yes, yes. Come on, let's get it.
All right, here we go. And your session starts now.
I'd be like, Jay, why would I want to start? I don't know what you're on, Miss. Tell her to this.
All right. First word is.
No, I don't need
handcuffs.
Oh, man. That's my
handcuffs.
Answer. Oh, man. That's my answer. I just went to the king of the mind.
Okay, all right. That's fine. Hey, that's the first word that came to mind. Okay, all right. Here we go. Patrol car.
Not again. Can I get my children home? Is it like something that might be close?
Reefer cigarettes.
2 for 5.
Living just enough.
Living just enough for the city.
That's what I thought.
This is a setup. This is a setup. I swear to God, this is a setup.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, it's all that setup.
Here we go.
Last one. Wait. Last one.
Here we go. Last one. Blue balls.
Oh, I'm sorry, boo. You better get yours.
You stupid. You stupid. I don't know why we ask you questions. You are stupid. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Jesus. Now I got to set that down to the public eye before I get arrested right now.
My God, what the hell?
Car, I know this car is employees only, and I'm about to plug you up to the establishment. It's getting ready to be violent up here.
I said handcuffs, boy. She was like, huh? What? Do I still got them on? Oh, Lord have mercy, Jesus. All right, folks, we're going to start by taking a break. Jay Ryan Show, 347-850-1272 is our calling number. Coming up on the other side, Ernest still has to go, and Ernest said he has some questions, so I definitely want to answer Ernest's questions. All that more coming up. It's the Jay Ryan Show. It's the Saturday edition, 347-850-1272. Listen to QD, the question of the day. way is really not a question, but think about it because we'll get back to it. 10 things not to order at a restaurant. So far, I think we've only gotten, what, one? Or is it two? Let me check the list.
The water.
One or two? One.
One.
That's
one.
It.
One.
Just water. It's just water. And Rich Sister said something about some damn meat. We'll address all that later. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. J. Ryle Show, 347-850. 1272. We'll be right back after the break.
It's not acceptable to call me a nigger.
It's not acceptable to call me a speck.
To call me a chink.
To call me a fag.
It's not acceptable to call me a kike.
And it's not acceptable to call me a retard or call yourself or your friends retarded when they do something foolish.
The R word is the same as every minority slur. Treat it that way and don't use it.
Spread the word to end the word.
Thank you.
like this top?
So gay.
Really?
Yeah, it's totally gay.
You know, you really shouldn't say that.
Say what?
Well, say that something's gay when you mean it's bad. It's insulting. What if every time something was bad, everybody said, "Oh, that's so girl wearing a skirt as a top."
Oh, you are.
Those are cute jeans, though. When you say that's so gay, do you realize what you say? Knock it off.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say
what?
What?
And you believe it, yo? The third and final set of the Jay Rouse Show is here.
Point blank, it is what it is.
Yo, fellas, make it do what it do, yo.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Say hello to my new friend!
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
Weather!
347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Welcome back to the third set of the Jay Rouse Show, Sugar. All right, folks, it's time to tell you what's coming up here on the TJR's Radio Network, online radio at its best. And plus, our friends and families of the show, all times are central. Starting tomorrow morning, Intelligent Conversations by Ordinary People. It's the serious side of the Jay Rouse Show. Me, Mr. L.A.S., Dr. Princess Ardea, my boy Steve from Indianapolis, and Jerome Esprit from EspritRadio.net, talking about some of the hottest topics of the day. Stop in before you go to church and be a part of the conversation. 9 o'clock Central, it's the serious side of the Jay Rouse Show. And, of course, on Wednesdays, it's Who's Who's Wednesdays. Come on in, hang out with us, the Wednesday edition of the Jay Rouse Show. Me, Momo Beezy, and Nahizi, Mr. L.E.S., and, of course, Dr. Princess Aldea, 7:30 p.m., talking about just whatever's on our damn mind. Plus, you know it's the Listener Lounge, some of the very best in indie artists. That happens every Wednesday right here on the TGR's Radio Network. Friday nights is Ladies First Radio with Matu LaDonna's and Dr. Prince's Audia. 7 o'clock p.m. Hang out with the ladies. You know, listen, they're thoughtful. They're provocative. They tell you what's on their mind. You should tune into the conversation. Right before you go to the club, it's Ladies First Radio right here on the TGR's Radio Network. 7 o'clock p.m. And, of course, every Saturday, we're here with the crew. Me, Mr. L.E.S., Dr. Prince's Audia is not here, thank God. Momo Beezy in the Heezy, and, of course, Ernest is in the house.
Sister's absence.
That's
not nice.
Yeah, whatever. I'm going to talk about you because you said something about your sister, too, but I'll talk about you after this is over with. Of course, Miss Terry and Rich Sister and Callie Wood comes in to hang out with us every now and then. It's the Saturday edition of the Jay Rouse Show, 5 o'clock, right here on the TGR's Radio Network. Ernest, man, tell everybody what's happening on ERN.
You can find out everything you need to know by going to ErnestRadioNetwork.com. We're on five nights a week, and we still put up a podcast in between that. Now, Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, it's Political Gravity with your host, Jane Hoffman. Holding a master's degree in political science, Jane covers the worlds of religion and politics and how they can work together and how they clash. Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, it's Music Monday. We celebrate independent music one CD, one artist at a time. So come get your groove on every Monday at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, Jane Hoffman is back with our new show, Beaten Path. A lot of people have changed history throughout the world simply because they believed in something. How can you learn from that and do the same thing today? If you're a gamer, a nerd, a geek, love technology, love gadgets, love films, love anything else in that world, The Geek Show is what you want to listen to. Chris DiIorio and his co-host Davey run down the best, the latest, and the greatest in gadgets, technology, films, and a whole lot more. You can listen to it free, on demand, at any time at ErnestRadioNetwork.com every Wednesday. Thursdays, it's the Ernest Experience Radio Show, hosted by yours truly at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. It's commentary, it's opinion, it's anything I have on my mind, and usually it's something. There's NPR News at the top of both hours, the weather.com three-day forecast, music, and a whole lot more. You don't want to miss it. It's two good hours of radio. On Saturday, I am joined by the best people in radio, Jay Rouse, Mr. L.E.S., Momo B, for Saturday edition. That's a simulcast between the TJRS Radio Network and Earnest Radio Network. It is the funniest show you will hear on radio all week long, I guarantee it. So before you go out to the clubs, come and get your laugh on with us. You will not be disappointed. Now, you can find out about all of this and a whole lot more by going to earnestradionetwork.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and we'll see you there. Back to you.
All right, Rich Sister, tell everybody where they can find Rich Sister.
You can check me out, Thoughts for Vision, Monday through Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. You can check me out every second and third Sunday on Caliwood, also at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood.
All right, and of course, speaking of Caliwood, Caliwood, baby, tell everybody what's happening on Caliwood and Caliwood Nation, girl.
That's right. You can go to www.CassandraCalloway.com and find out everything about the Caliwood Awards, Cassandra Calloway, me, my art, and how I put it down here in the BTR Nation. That's www.CassandraCalloway.com. Hey.
Ooh, I like that. Hey, of course, Monday through Friday.
Hey.
Check out Kings in the Morning from 10 to 12. Some of the very best radio in the business. Johnny Graham Cracker, David's Light Skin, a.k.a. J. King. My boy, Johnny. Did I say Johnny Graham Cracker? I said him. And, of course, Robert Red Wine,
yes,
and Lenny Lynn, the cussing preacher. Come check these boys out. They are funny. Monday through Friday, 10 to 12, here on the network. And I should say on the J. King Network and on BTR Radio. And, of course, we're there on Wednesday nights as well. And, of course, our boy G.O.G. in the place to be. Type his name if you're on BTR Radio. Top right-hand corner, type in GOG. You'll get show times and what time his show airs and where you can listen to the show from. All right, 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Let's get back into it, folks. The true, the QOD, the question of the day. We're asking you guys, give us 10 things not to order at the restaurant. And so far, we have only hit one. But right now, we're in the middle of Word Association, which is one of my favorite parts. We have a couple of shows that we do that's funny. We do TGR's Jeopardy, which is funny as hell. We'll do that coming up soon. We also do things like Name That Damn Song. And so, you know, we have all those things coming up. But I definitely love Word Association. So, Ernest, before I read you yours, why don't you, you said you have a set. Why don't you give that set to me there, Big Daddy? I love to be able to answer the questions there, Papa. So what do you have?
Okay, yeah, I got a list for you. I put five words down for everybody. And, you know, if we get back to Caliwood, I'll give her what I have for Mr. Elias. So,
well, we'll do her next. We'll do her after
but
me.
I have
we'll
a set for
me.
You.
Okay, so
yeah, whatever,
I'm ready.
Whatever. Order's good, yeah.
All
okay,
right,
well,
I'm ready.
Cue the music, please. All right, here comes your first word. Leather.
Michael Jackson.
Tuna salad.
Momo B.
I think Caliwood just sat on a vibrator or something. But... Did you hear that mess? Good God.
Gobble, gobble.
Okay, number three. Barbecue.
Dinner dead.
Vanity.
Apollonia.
Final word. Buffet.
Ernest's house.
You ain't coming over here to eat, son.
Hey, yes, that's first indicated in my mind. Okay, all right, so look, you have some for Caliwood. Let's do Caliwood.
I will give Caliwood the one I had for Mr. Elias, so... Yeah,
so you have some. Okay, so you have one. Okay, so yeah, we want to make sure we get everyone in. Okay, so yeah, let's give Caliwood Mr. Elias's. Are you ready?
Sure. Yeah. Cue the music. Anytime. Okay, Caliwood, your first word. Okay. Water.
Thirst.
watermelon.
Hey.
Stop.
Get your ass.
It ain't racial. Shut up. Third word. Prince.
Revolution.
Okay, here we go. Next word. Gamma Phi Gamma.
What?
What?
Gamma Phi Gamma.
And that was my answer. What?
Okay. We're going to come back to see if anybody knows what that is. I'm a little shocked in y'all, Negroes. Y'all should have known that. Last word.
What? Why are you shocked, Ernest?
Wait. I know what he's... No, not because I know what he's talking about, but Claire, what was my last word?
Sack.
You said sack?
S-A-C-K. Sack.
Sack. A fat sack.
Yeah, go inside and see what's going on in there.
My answer to fat is sack. A fat sack. That's my answer.
No. The word... Oh, okay. Oh, she said fat sack. Okay.
That was
Gamma Phi Gamma, you talking about School Days?
Yes. It's one of my favorite movies.
Well... Hey, Bumble B, when you're doing your domestic duties as a mother and as a criminal, can you please turn your phone off? We don't want to hear that stuff. Thank you very much. Sorry. joking. Running from the child since he beat the kids.
I keep forgetting. You don't love me no more. Yes.
Here we go. I got this heifer singing.
Bend your ass over. Whoop your ass when the show's over with.
Oh, I was thinking of
what you say?
Bend your ass over. What?
Yeah,
you
got an F on your report card? Wait, let me see your report card.
Hey, can you turn your mess off while you do that? Thank you. Nothing wrong with you being mom, but can you be mom in Newsland?
I can't
what you doing?
Stand you, J-Rod. I can't stand you.
Did you wear them drawers yesterday? Wait for the show to hold your ass.
She has children?
I can't stand you. Who has
to
have children?
Yeah, someone allowed her to procreate.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I didn't know you had children.
Oh, my God, Calliewood. Why would you ask a question like that in such a shocking voice?
Well, I'm shocked.
Because you seem rather irresponsible.
I'm not irresponsible. Calliewood,
hey, you know.
Calliewood.
You're getting all offended like when
ask?
I asked Jay Ryle if he had a window unit.
No, I didn't get offended.
All indignant.
I was just laughing at it. But Calliewood, yes, I have children. I have two. One is 20, the boy, and the girl is 12.
Okay, well, the 20-year-old ain't no child. That's a grown man. And I can take the 12-year-old, but 20 ain't no child. That's a grown adult.
They're in the world older than me. He's my child. He's the one I'm bossing around right now.
Oh,
geez. Yeah. I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, he will always be my child. I'm always going to boss him around. Because why? I birthed him.
Okay, wait a second. I have an answer to that. I just finished the prophet for the fourth time. You gave birth to him, but you don't own him. Okay, I'm done.
I beg to differ. And I think
you don't own him.
I bet you he's.
You might have missed that
thing.
Amendment, but we don't own people anymore.
You missed non-USA. You don't talk about the amendments of the world. Non-USA.
I'm just speaking your language, girl. I'm speaking your language.
You don't believe in the world, so just be quiet about the world.
What is that? That doesn't even make sense. I can't even entertain your nonsense.
Sense.
Don't believe
you
in the world. What does that mean?
You sit there and eat your crofts and shut up. Because I'm
so ridiculous. You don't even know. You're just talking to hear yourself speak. You don't even know what you're saying.
Yeah, now you're just talking to hear yourself. You still talk on my
crazy old heifer. Sit down before I call you later.
Call you later. Yeah, don't threaten me with a good time.
Ernest is stupid because he knows.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Because
I agree with that. That's a damn
show. It's obvious he wanna talk to me. It's obvious he wanna talk to Momo B. So I'll be calling you, Ernest. Don't worry.
I'm gonna make a deal.
Obviously,
do
you
it.
Wanna talk to
Ladies
Ernest. Did you pick it up
like
the phone?
You're a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Oh, hell! Look who's here.
Man on the wall. Who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elias?
What's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
What's going on, dog?
Just drinking and more drinking, dog. That's all.
Oh, shoot. You didn't invite me to the party, Mr. Elias? You didn't invite me to the party?
Baby, you always invited. You don't even have to be invited. You got to open an invitation.
Well, I didn't get the memo
because
I would have been here.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Maybe got lost in email. Momo B, I'm sorry. I'll make it up to you, baby girl. I promise that.
You
I will make
a good
it up
time.
To you.
He said, I'm drunk as hell.
Yes. Yeah, he's drunk. I said, clear. He sound clear, too, though.
He's drunk.
And every time he goes somewhere, he sound clear. And like,
he drunk, though. He drunk.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's all right. I ain't mad at him. You know,
yeah,
you
I'm drunk. I'm drunk, but you know what?
You always put that label on people, and I don't understand that label. Oh, drunk. It's just a label that
you don't understand
away.
What I'm drunk means?
No. We call it.
Understand
nice.
It when we call you
it's
a heifer?
It's nice. You know, in the whole universe, they still use that word. And I don't understand why he's still using the word heifer. Nobody says that anymore. Come on.
I do.
We do.
Yeah, because you're not a cow.
Yeah, we do.
Jay, you're a cow. That's where I'm from.
Hey, you good? How about that?
No.
How about that?
Jay wears about 10 dead cows. He's not a cow. He wears about 10 dead cows.
Shut up, fat boy. So anyway, what's going on, Mr. Elias, man?
I'm not calling the kettle fat.
How's the barbecue going, my brother?
Well, everybody's headed to my house now for drinks and more drinks.
Another invitation that was not extended, but okay.
Well, more thing. I'm waiting until I see you, so I can give you what you deserve, baby girl. That's all I'm saying.
You drunk,
well,
man,
baby.
But yeah, I'm going to give you what you deserve,
LES,
baby girl.
With my invitation, Mr. Elias.
Yeah,
the
baby girl. I like that baby girl.
Yeah.
Girl is
yeah.
You know, dog, Callie, well, you all get off an invitation, too, dog. I'm good with it. Hey,
wait,
the more the merrier.
Momo B gets a baby girl, and I get dog. Wow. Listen, Hollywood, if it gets you in the door,
it's
you just need to hush up. There could be more on the other
game.
Side.
Wait a minute, Hollywood. How you get dog, baby? I'm sorry. What did I say wrong?
You call Momo B baby dog, but you call me, you said, what's a dog to me? I said, where's my baby dog?
I said, what's up, Caliwood?
Okay.
Because you're older.
Yeah.
Oh.
Shut your ass up, Ernest.
I would never talk to you like that, baby.
Okay.
I don't get too apologetic now.
You better apologize right now, Mr. Elias. I don't care what Momo D got to say. Apologize.
That's
all you're
gonna
get.
Hi,
Mr.
Elias.
Huh?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, with sister? Ooh, Tina Turner. Every time I think of you, I think of Tina Turner now.
What man got to do with it? All right, Mr. Elias, look, man. So, okay, bro, look here, man. We playing World Association, dog. Now,
okay.
I don't know how long you're going to be here, man, but do you want to play around, my brother?
By all means, my brother.
Yes. So hit him with it. Make sure you say dark chocolate in that list of five.
Shut your ass
yes.
up. What's wrong with you, do? All right, Mr. Elias, are you ready to play Word Association, my brother?
Yes, sir, I am ready.
Start the clock, play. Mr. Elias, your first word is Momo B's fish taco.
What?
What you think, Mr. Elias?
Delicious.
Oh, you nasty. Here we go.
I know that was earnest.
Delicious and nutritious.
Oh, okay. All right, Mr. Elias,
ain't nothing
ready?
Nutritious about that.
Yeah, shut up, Ernest. Here we go.
You need to stop, Ernest. You need to stop.
Okay, here we go.
Papers on mine. I have papers.
Thank you, Momo B. Here we go. All right, Mr. Elias, ready? Sundress.
What I'd like to see a woman in. Sundress. Yeah.
Black phone.
Black phone.
I wear those, too.
I won't be. Okay. I won't be. No.
All right, Mr. Elias, next word, next phrase is sex on the beach.
Yep.
When I get to Florida, where Momo be?
That too, yes. Go for it. Go for four. Go for four.
Hey, all right, here we go. Caliwood. Caliwood Nation.
Caliwood Nation. Sexy. Sexy.
All right, man. Look for that boy. Gave all the right answers, didn't he? He gave all the right answers.
No, I did.
He gave all the right answers. He gave all the right answers. You dirty rat. Yeah. That was cold.
That was the most politically correct answers I've ever heard on this show.
I don't think he gave all the right answers. He should have said, she aight. Oh.
watermelon?
What do you think? Wearing the tan jacket.
Yeah, yeah, this is for both of you efforts.
Well, would I like to throw some hot grease on you?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I had to help my... Y'all be beating up on my girl, man. You can't be just beating up on her like that.
Nobody beat up on Rich's sister. I just asked her questions. She's like, you know... Well, thank you. Thank you. I don't know what the hell's going on around here. All right, look, Ernest, we haven't asked you any questions yet. Are you ready, Ernest?
Yeah. I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay, because I haven't asked you anything. All right, ready? All right, here we go. Start the music, please. Red.
Watch
barn.
How homophobic Jay is getting ready to become. Go ahead. What?
Red barn. Red barn.
On a farm. On a farm.
Oh, sorry. Mr. Green Jeans.
Captain Kangaroo.
Rocker Row.
What, say it again?
Ropper Room.
Momo B's bedroom.
Free pizza. Free pizza.
I'm on top of that. I can get it done.
Dildo.
Mama B's nightstand.
Oh, man.
Did y'all hear that?
Yes.
Dude, you are so predictable. It's the same five words every time.
Hey, look here, man.
You are more fascinated with gay sex than I am.
Hey, look, let me tell you something, man. Now, I just want to get your response. The hell with you. How about that? Jesus.
Whatever.
What was that? Oh, my God. All right, we're going to stop. I'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. J. Ryle Show, 347-850-1272. Hope you guys are having a very safe holiday. Now, let me give you an update on the situation. We announced it at the top of the show. There was a plane crash in San Francisco, and so now it's been confirmed two people are dead, okay, and there are 60 people, Ernest, unaccounted for.
Unaccounted for, really?
And I'm wondering, that's exactly my point. I don't get that. They're saying they are unaccounted for. I'm not following that one. I'm not sure how that's the case. But
what
that's
what the
news reports.
What was the number you had for that, by the way?
60 people. There's
two people dead and 60 people. 60 people unaccounted for. All right, so now, if you want more information on that, obviously you can check out, you know, go to CNN or go to MSNBC or Fox News. They're showing this information right now. So anyway, if you want to get updates on that, please go check it out. We'll be right back after this. This is J. Ryle Show. It is Saturday, 347-850-1272.
WWE Superstar Big Show here to tell you, if you've been drinking, get a ride. Take a cab. Find another safe way to get home. Cops all across the country are cracking down on drunk driving. They will see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over.
My DJ.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
Yeah, you kidding me? It's Saturday. 347-850-1272 is the call-in number. 347-850-1272. Jay Ryle Show. As we begin that descent, hanging out with some of the best in the biz, my boy Mr. LES is in for the home stretch. What about that big dog? I guess he's not in for the home stretch. I stand corrected. Big E's
what's
in the house.
Like
what's
crying like? Oh, there
he is. Okay, there he is. All right. All right, so Big E's in the house. What's up, dog?
What's up? Hey, how's it doing? How you doing?
And, of course, Bomo Beezy in the heezy for Sheezy.
Yeah, okay. I don't know when I came last, but hey.
Oh, my God. Ugh. Caliwood swinging. Hey, girl.
Hey, guys. Hi. I'm glad I'm here for the final stretch.
Uh-oh. Final stretch. Stretch your legs.
Bet you are, girl. I bet you are.
You're lying. And, of course, is in the house. Hey, girl.
How you doing?
I'm doing
fine. How you
doing? Yeah. I am doing fine.
How you doing?
Yeah. I mean, she's good. I love it.
Okay.
All right, so anyway, folks. Right before the break, I announced that, we're trying to keep you updated as far as what's going on with the plane crash in San Francisco. 2 people dead, 60 people unaccounted for. The plane was carrying 307 people. So I'm not really sure how people are unaccounted for unless, you know, the fire looked pretty bad on the fuselage. But, I don't know. We just pray for the family, and we hope that everything turns out okay. What's up? You want to say something? Yeah.
Yeah, I was reading a little bit about it according to Yahoo News, because I think the 60 passengers is about, because they said at least 48 people were immediately transported to area hospitals. So maybe that kind of counts for
see, I know. I have a number that says 82 people were transported to hospitals. So, yeah, that's a lot of folks either way.
So that's probably...
Yeah, yeah, and maybe that's the number, but I'm saying when you say unaccounted for, usually you hear that term when, you know, if it falls in the ocean or something. Yeah.
Yeah, they lost.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It could be that maybe because let's say there's 60 people that went to hospitals or whatever, that's a lot of people to try to track down. So it could just be an issue of time trying to find the people in all these hospitals and check off their names. That could be, it doesn't mean that they're necessarily, you know, the plane is on the ground. It's not in the ocean. So hopefully it's just that they haven't found them in the hospitals yet. Because surely it was a crazy scene when that plane came down and everybody ran out to it trying to rescue people. So hopefully those aren't dead people. They're just people that are in the hospital, maybe unconscious, that can't give their name yet. Mm-hmm. You know, so maybe it's something like that. Let's hope.
Yeah, let's hope, you know, because people fly all the time. And, you know, when you hear about stuff like that. Now, we haven't had a plane crash in the States since, what, 2000? Was it a 1? 2001? Or when was that? In New York, matter of fact. It was in Brooklyn, New York, right, when that plane crashed? That's the last time we
you
had
know,
a
what,
major
when catastrophe. When a man rescued the people, whoever he was.
No, not that one.
Are you talking about Winnie?
No.
The one that landed
which,
in the Hudson River?
Yeah.
Not that one, but
no,
there was one in Brooklyn where it fell short of the runway and all those people died on board. Right now, I was going to say there's a conference right now, but they had a news conference earlier. Anyway, you can check your local news and, get up to speed with that. So anyway, listen, we're talking about 10 things. I'm going to be, should we wait once again or,
just keep
what
going.
What the hell?
Oh,
you sure?
We'll
be,
did you
eat all your green beans? Situated back down and finish eating it. Can you unmute your phone while you're doing your domestic duties as a mom?
I was commenting on the story you were telling. That's just me.
Oh, okay.
On
so
the
like you were
saying. So yeah, no.
Hey, watch your mouth.
I was commenting on the dookie you were saying. So,
you stupid ass.
Oh my God.
The show is
in the
phone.
What
now? The dookie.
Yeah,
too.
What now?
Dookie.
Dookie.
Hey, I can't argue with you. Dookie is
a nice word.
So it depends on. It depends. Is it a person, place, or thing?
I never really liked the word, but apparently it's okay with you.
Dookie.
All right, enough of the dookie.
Shut up, Ernie. As long as we're not talking about anti 4th of July, you're not with it. So we got a few minutes to talk about dookie.
Hey, listen, if that's your thing, go do it on your own.
Not even
that's nasty. That's nasty.
That's your thing, boo-boo. That's your thing, apparently.
It
so
ain't my
let's
thing.
Not go there. Let's not go there. Don't start no more be none, okay? Don't do it.
I'm not worried about you.
Don't do it, Ernest.
She's been trying to pick a fight with him all day. Ernest is not fighting back. I got to get Ernest to be the bigger person.
I don't
I'm going to be pushing him in his back, hitting him upside his head. What you going to do? Look, slap him.
I'm just going to sit here and let her show her ass.
Look at me. She's slapping the crayons out of his hands. Slapping the crayons, knocking the sandwich out of his hand. What you going to do?
We all know I love Ernest, but sometimes this is the thing about Ernest. He be stepping across many lines and nobody say nothing. But sometimes I be trying to.
You know why? Because
like,
it's
okay,
my show too.
No, and that's what I got. I got that. I realized that today. The reason why Ernest do what he do is because he got his own show running over there. He got to represent for his people. And that's why he
my people? Are you talking about white people? Is this racial?
No. I'm talking about your people on your side. So that's why you be acting out. And I'll be like, why they let him act all crazy? But he got a show to represent. And that's why he be talking just like Princess Odia, acting just like Princess Odia, and doing the things that he do. Because
if anybody's acting like that old heifer, it's you, because you're running your mouth more than she ever did.
This is normal for me. This is normal.
Oh, I know. That's the problem. I know it's not an act.
This is normal.
I know the real Momo B.
I'm not going to call it.
Let's get back to the thing before we
last
run out
call.
Of
time. Yeah,
let's
get up on the Jay Ryle show.
All the time. You ever had a neighbor that borrow your and keep it so long you have to borrow it back? I told you got a broom I can borrow, man. No, it's you got my goddamn broom. That ain't all, man. I got rats and roaches like Crips and Bloods in my house, man. Be crawled by shootings all the time. I come over work out to break a fight. Oh, y'all let it go, let it go. It ain't worth it. Fuck that shit, man. Man, they be answering my door. Talking on my phone, won't click over. People done told me and call, ain't heard from them. That motherfucker don't live here. Who do? My roach is smart, too, man. They play dead. The other day, I stepped on one of them.
then this is your music.
I wanna rock!
Bump you, man!
Bump you, dog!
It is time for Jay's
Kiss My Entire Ass!
Bump you, song.
Man, bump you, you sorry sap sucker!
Folks, it's time to wrap it up. Let me finish this list here. Okay, listen, we said tap water. Number
Wait,
10
I have one
was...
More.
Yeah, one more. Go ahead.
One more real quick. When you see on the menu when it's like the special of the day or the garden special or it's something that's not normally on the menu, it's usually a lot of times leftover stuff from the day before. Let's say it's like a special, the chef's special, a vegetable stir fry. Well, it could be stuff, not that it's rotten, but it could be stuff left over from a day before. If you want the freshest food, get something that is normally on the menu that they're going to be making fresh right then for you.
All right, so, okay, number 10 on this list is iceberg lettuce, saying that it's a ripoff. You shouldn't do it because you're paying a lot of money for something that's not really all that. It's marked up at least 20 times. Free bar snacks. You know,
yep.
When you walk in a bar and see, like, a peanuts, like peanuts in a bowl or something, they're saying that is just nasty because it's like eating out of a stranger's hand.
Yes.
Meat.
Yes, I didn't do mine.
Well, you're what? Okay, give me one. Go ahead. Give it to me then. We have time. Go ahead. Give me one.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Well, my never do, because I learned this from experience, is never, ever, ever, ever order seconds after you done cursed the waitress out over the first one.
Okay.
Now, bring me back. What you need to do is go in the back and hook me up with another bib. Don't bring all that back. Don't do that, because what they're going to do in the back, you don't even want to know. So if you don't curse her out over the first one, don't ask for seconds. You just need to leave the restaurant.
Okay.
That's down the list. All right, but we have to wrap it up. All right, look, so
okay,
meat with a bone.
Thank you, Ernest, for joining
okay,
us.
Okay, meat with a bone, they're saying that you shouldn't do that. Meatloaf, seafood, be careful with that. Ice cream, chicken, pizza, and the DIY grilling. So, you know, when you go to, like, Benihana's and they, you know, they grill the food right there in the middle, they say you should stay away from that because you have customers sneezing and doing all types of stuff. You really don't want to be in a situation like that. So now...
We need to revisit that list
on Wednesday. I'll read the definitions as to why they were listed. So we'll do that on Wednesday.
Exactly.
Real quick, I was on Calliewood. I was on your webpage, Calliewood. So go to, what is it called? It's CassandraCalliewood.com. I'm checking it out right now. All right, look,
no,
we have to go.
CassandraCalliewood.com.
Did I say, okay, I'm sorry, Calliewood. You kept saying
Jay
Rose was
on
this for Calliewood. Hello.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Am I my brother's keeper? Yes.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. You know what time it is. If I hear somebody say we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way.
Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Sorry, I just don't get it.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
All right, folks, it's been a great, great, great show. A beautiful 4th of July weekend. Once again, thoughts and prayers to all the people who are affected by this crash of this plane in San Francisco. If you're just tuning in, a plane crash in San Francisco, 2 people are dead. Looks like there's 60 people unaccounted for based on the reports that I have. There were 307 people on the plane. So, like I said, check your latest news or check your local news outlets if you want more information on that. So, anyway, it is time for our final thoughts. And Rich, Sister Gail, you go first, baby.
Had a great time today. Y'all take care and God bless.
Okay. I like that. See, just less than 15 seconds. I love it. Thank you very much, Rich Sister. Next time, make sure you get an answer. There's no pass in word association. Just say something. Jesus Christ.
There has to be something that comes to your head.
Yeah, pass. Like we're playing the fast money round on Family Feud. Come on, stop it. All right, thank you. All right, Calliewood swagger. Calliewood, get a final thoughts, baby.
What's good?
Great time today. Thank you guys for always showing love. CassandraCalloway.com is the way to go. Thank you.
Yeah, she on there got a little stuff. Well, she makes you mad. You know, I'm going to come up in that thing and just disrupt every damn thing on August 10th. Disrupt everything. Lord,
you
have mercy. My canary yellow suit.
With your tan jacket.
Hey, listen, I'll wear my tan jacket if you wear your damn Tina Turner wig.
No leather allowed.
You wear that, I'll wear my jacket.
It's going to be too hot for leather. Too hot for leather.
That's right. August 10th, and we'll continue to post that and continue to promote it here on the J. Ryle Show. All right, so Big E, man, final thoughts, dog.
It should also be noted that Nelson Mandela is in a pretty rough state, and I don't think he's really going to be here much longer. So You know, they said he's not in a vegetative state, but he is on life support. He is in critical condition, and he's on dialysis now. So, you know, it doesn't look hopeful, but we'll see what happens. But my final thought is this. We have to, and I put this on my blog, which you can visit at ErnestSewell.com. It says, we have to remember that the universe is not going to see or not going to be seeing somebody like you again in the entire history of creation. So it's up to you to become a dot, a paragraph, a page, a blank page, a chapter in the history of creation. Everybody have a great weekend. Live in peace, not pieces. I'll see you on ERN tomorrow night.
Well, that was deep, man. That was deep, dude.
Thank you.
I mean, only thing is missing is a black lamp and some damn weed. I mean, man, damn, I was there. Wow. Thank you, Ernest. That was beautiful.
All right,
so Momo BZ in the heezy for cheesy. Final thoughts.
Yes, my final thought is that I'm wishing everybody a happy and healthy life. Oh, this is the first time I heard hearing about Nelson Mandela, so I wish him the best of luck. And if he goes, yeah, he's old enough, so it's all right. Bon voyage. But what I want to say is, don't drink the water.
See you later, motherfucker. Sorry.
No. My thing is, people who live their life have lived their life. I wish I do grow old to live his age. That's it. But this, we can't be wasting time on people who are old like that. Come on now. You gotta go.
And the views and opinions.
It's all good.
Everybody already knows the views of OB is the views of OB. Everybody already knows, J-Rock. You ain't gotta
Needless to say, Momo B is on nobody's emergency call list.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah,
in case of emergency,
no.
It ain't
no,
Momo
my
B.
Daughter's list, I am. Thank you very much.
You
don't count. She's your daughter.
Look,
of course
gonna
you're going
to
be on there.
I'm going to represent when I get to the spot. In case of emergency, I'm going to represent that who did what to who, what.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. We got
it. Don't drink the water. Why? It's spoiled. Remember that from the Little Rascals?
Oh, she's having her own radio show now.
Thank you, Bobby. That was beautiful. I was touched.
As a matter of fact, don't curse the food either. If you plan on eating there after you done curse them out, do not curse
don't
the
curse
food.
Anybody
you
else. Don't curse
you
nobody
can't,
else.
Hey, you can't go off in the middle. Okay, give me another one. I want it fresh. From the back. Yeah, okay, B. Yeah, okay. We gonna give you fresh from the back. You know?
Oh,
yeah. Be like,
my God.
You know, pop splash on that shit.
Oh, wow. All right,
yeah,
let me say
really
hello to a couple of people. All right, let me say hello to a couple of people here. Brand new friend,
hello.
Gigi. What's up, Gigi? What's happening to Mary Anna Music? How are you?
Yeah.
Also, yeah, I know, right? Sexy Lips, that's LYPS. Hey, what's happening to you? Proud of Woman, what's going on? And I don't have time to say hello to everyone else. I just want to say I'm glad everyone had a very safe 4th of July. Continue to celebrate responsibly, okay? Don't go out and drink and drive and do all that stuff. Don't do a Momo B. That's what we're going to call it from now. Don't go do a Momo B, drive on the sidewalk and aim at people and all that crazy mess. Just be safe this holiday weekend. And don't forget to check out Captain Collywood. Are you – I saw something. Are you on the air today or tonight? What's going on?
No, I was on the air today. The show's from 11 to 2, but now, you know, tonight I'm just chilling. I did 6 hours. I could barely move right now. My back hurts so bad.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you did a radio show.
What
you exercising?
Doing?
Why are you so sore? I mean,
we
did
a
6 hour.
You lifted weights?
Yeah, we did a 6 hour Google chat, so I was dancing. Go to my page. We did the 6 hour Google chat Friday night. And I was dancing, and we had a ball.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something about Collywood. Collywood, what you need to do, I'm going to tell you this just straight up. What you need to do is text me. I know I'm asking for much, but text me when you do shows like that. Just text me. Just send me a little text.
Yo, I don't have your number. I don't have your info, man. I can't even find you on Facebook.
I called you.
I got a new phone. Call me again after the show. Promise it, I'll say that.
Oh,
I got a new
here
phone.
We go. Call me again
after
the show.
I'm on my third phone.
Oh, my Lord, Jesus.
I'm on my third phone.
That's some old player bullshit.
Yo,
hey, watch out. You don't want me to hit you in your eye. I'm going to hit you in your damn eye.
Get her out of here.
Hit you in your eye.
Ernest, you like shit. You like shit. asshole.
Oh, we're gone. All right. We're gone. See, bye. We're gone.
Disrespectful.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.